Welcome to Willow Creek Fellowship in Plano, Texas. Here now is our senior pastor, Roy Frady.
What would you ask for?
If anything in the world was available to you. When I had my 8th birthday, I was given such a choice. I lived at Lake Travis. And my great uncle Frank, who was rich, and he was rich beyond anything I could imagine, he wanted to make my birthday the most special that I had ever had. So he and my dad took me to a sports store near Austin. And it was wonderful. Every gun there, every fishing tackle, every knife weighed heavily on my attention. And my father kept steering me toward the most expensive things, the most expensive rifle, the most expensive fishing tackle, the most expensive knives. But I, being Davy Crockett at heart, wanted just a $5 knife that I could throw and stick in trees and that sort of thing. That was my dream as an 8-year-old. As an 8-year-old boy, I dreamed of having that knife. And when I saw it, I looked with an intensity that took everything else out of view. On the way back home to Lake Travis, my father was still shaking his head at my choice. My Uncle Frank smiled. But I was happy. I was content. I had the thing that made that birthday so special to me that no birthday previously had ever measured up. I had the knife. What would you ask for? Anything was available to you. Would you want all the money in the world? Would you want to live forever? Would you want to hear the doctor say, "You look younger every day," even though he's going blind? Would you want riches untold, health? Well, ask Jesus. Receive him, and it will all come to you. Let us pray. Dear Holy Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you that you have made known to us your Holy Scripture. And Father, as we delve into it today, may you illuminate those parts of the Scripture that touch our hearts. May you speak to us. Cast my words out, Father. They're nothing. But your words are the words we've come to hear. Your words are more precious than silver, more costly than gold. Father, we ask that you speak in whatever language we need to hear you speak in, that you get our attention, and that we learn the lessons that you have laid down in your Holy Scripture for us to learn. May we be your more perfect servant after we have contemplated these mighty works that you have done. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If you will turn with me to 1 Kings, chapter 3, I'll be reading 3 through 14. The verses 3 through 14. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the high places. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, and there was great high place. And Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, And God said, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this greatness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? This speech pleased the Lord that Solomon was asking this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there will be none anyone after you or before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings of all your days. So if you walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. In our text, young Solomon, son of David, newly crowned king of Israel, faced an incredible choice. He had to answer God. God was asking, what shall I give you? As a matter of fact, the NIV translation states, ask for whatever you want me to give you. This was not a typical dream. This was a divine revelation. This was God who confronted Solomon's deep inner thoughts and desires by divine intervention. What was Solomon's state of mind? Well, it says in the first verses that we read, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David. He loved the Lord. His state of mind was one of was receiving God and loving God and offering himself to God. Solomon was a dedicated young king about to embark on an enormous task. He had the task of leading a vast nation, and he knew he couldn't do it himself. He needed God. We know that he was spiritually committed because the text tells us he loved the Lord and walked in his statutes. So Solomon was seeking God, and God responded by appearing to him and giving him a great opportunity to choose whatever he desired. What would you ask for? Well, the carnal mind wants to ask for fame, fortune, you know, power. That is what we normally think, and this thought's probably occurred to Solomon as well. But Solomon chose something different. He was single-minded. He had intensity on one thing. One thing. The text indicates no hesitation, no kind of confusion. He wanted what he wanted. He wanted something permanent. He didn't ask for anything temporary like fame or fortune, power. He asked for something that God would give him, and God alone would have. What if Solomon had not understood the importance of that moment in time, when he was asked to make a decision and chose one way or the other? What would have happened if he had gone for something temporary, like fame or fortune or power, something that could be taken away? Then the fate of the nation he was about to rule for decades and decades would have hung in the balance over his decision of what he would do. Solomon told God of his knowledge of God's love and grace, and then he asked for something, a small child, ill-equipped to rule a vast nation. He was ill-equipped to provide the kind of leadership that that nation would need, and his nation, he knew, was filled with people that God had chosen, God's people. And in verse 9, he answers God's question. He says, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people and discern between good and evil." You want to put a smile on God's face? Then just say in your heart and mean it, "Not my will, but thine be done." What a wonderful time it was when Solomon asked God for that which only God could give. What would have happened if Solomon had chosen unwisely? We would have been the poor. We would not have the 3,000 proverbs or the 1,000 songs that Solomon left behind in Ecclesiastes and Proverbs. We wouldn't have it. He would be known like Midas, who had the Midas touch. King Midas was one of the richest men on the earth. So we might have been known for that, had he chosen riches. But he made a wise decision. And that wise decision helps us, urges us to make a wise decision too. When we are asked the same question, "Whatever you want is yours," we should seek God. Our politicians should seek God and stop talking or resisting or doing whatever they're doing. They should listen to God and submit to His will, as we should as well. We need to know what God wants. Instead of seeking fame or fortune or power, we should cast those things aside and look to God. Today we see God's purposes in verse 10 through 12, no, 10 through 14. The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Boy, that's one of the understatements of the Bible. It pleased the Lord. Think about it. Solomon asked for something that only God could give, and God was pleased with his response. Today we see that. We see that it is God's pleasure to give to us abundantly, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing into the lives of those who love Him, who seek Him, who desire Him above silver and gold and power and fame. It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. He goes on to say, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life and riches or the lives of your enemies, because you haven't asked for these things, I'm going to give you a wise and discerning mind." A wise and discerning mind. But God in His generosity didn't stop there. He said, "You can't outgive me. You can't outgive God. No matter how much you give, you can't outgive God, because God has given you everything you have, Every good and perfect thing you desire, He has already provided for you. He wants you to have it. He desires for you to have it. And He goes on to give Solomon the things he hadn't asked for. Untold riches. Fame throughout the world for his learning and his wisdom. This was conditioned, we have to say, on Solomon continued faithfulness to God's statutes and commandments, walking in God's way. Next we observe Solomon's kingship. He was blessed by marvelous wisdom, by a deep understanding of the good and evil in everyone, so much so that he said to two prostitutes who had a child, you remember the story, two prostitutes had a child they were fighting over. And Solomon used a property law. He said, okay, well, here's what we'll do. We'll cut the child in half. And the prostitute, who was the true mother of the child, said, no, let the other woman have all of the child. He was known for that decision above all others. All the world would come. They came from all over the world, all the people, all the kings, to partake of that wisdom and to profit by his understanding. To know what he knew. He had a quick and discerning mind. He had a heart that loved God. From this text we understand a part of God's character. First, we find that God is eager to meet our needs when we love him. And we find that reinforced by Jesus' words in James 14:14. Ask me for anything and I will give it to you. God is eager to give you the things of your heart, the things that you need, the things that you desire. God is the source of all wisdom. That's the second thing, that God is the source. If you want wisdom, God promises to each of us, like Solomon, when we face a challenge in our life and we don't have wisdom, to come to him, because we are told again in the scriptures of James that if any of us lack in wisdom, God will give to us generously. He will give his wisdom to us. He gives an abundance. You know, when God gives, he gives, like the Pharisees said, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. He gives that way to us. He doesn't give you just a little wisdom, just a little wisdom to pick a number on the lottery. He gives you wisdom, true wisdom, wisdom that allows you to understand his purpose for your life and for the lives of those around you. He gives us, tragically, Solomon grows older. And as he grows older, his passion for God begins to wane. He turns his love for God into love for his own desires. He turns the gifts that God had given him for a purpose to his own desires. God has given me and given you every good and perfect thing we have. And when we forget that, we begin to act like self-made men, women, boys, and girls. We begin to act like we made ourselves. That's foolish. God created us. We are His. We are His handiwork. We are who He wants you to be. Now, you may not jump or think or run around or have the desires of your heart like others. But God is putting you aside. He's calling you out. He's saying, you stick with me. Because in the next life, you'll have everything you desire. everything. Solomon fell out with God. So do each of us. Until God's decision, not ours, reveals to us the fact that God is willing to forgive even at the cost of His only begotten Son. He gives forgiveness, mercy, and grace to each who will come. And we can all come back to God. Solomon, unfortunately, didn't find that out until his end of his days. But God wants us to love justice, to do mercy, and to walk humbly with Him. Psalms 111:10. We see the gifts of God. We understand who God wants us to be. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Lord, who is the source of all wisdom, is the beginning and the end of wisdom. He wants you. He wants only the best for you. He desires only the best for you. Even when you don't know what to ask, He says, whatever you ask, I will give you. But even when you don't know what to ask, ask for God's purpose. Ask for God's will. He gives generously to all who call on Him. He calls to each of us by saying, come, little children, unto Me, and I will give you rest. God's love for us is such that we don't have to ask the question, be careful what you ask for. If we ask for God, we have it all. Everything that your carnal system can understand and desire. But beyond that, all of eternity is stretched out before Him. Everything. Life eternal. Life abundant. Life is stretched out for you to take hold of, even today. You know, each of us faces a question, what we will ask for. Today you will choose. You will choose by staying in your seats what you ask for. You will be choosing, if you stand up and walk down an aisle, what you're asking for. But you will ask what you ask for today. Will it put a smile on God's face? Will He be pleased with your response?
We pray the Holy Spirit has enlightened you today. Pastor Frady's sermons are on the internet at willowcreekfellowship.org. Join us live in person each Sunday at 1804 Avenue P at 19th Street in Plano, Texas. Or join us live on the internet each Sunday at 1105 a.m. Central Time at willowcreekfellowship.org. God bless you.